Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, I'm Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, and this show is a celebration of baby boomers who are embracing life as we grow older. And one of the best ways to do that is by sharing a delightfully illustrated, highly engaging book with our grandchildren. And that brings us to our guests today. Candace Fleming and Eric Roman are both award-winning authors of numerous books for children. They've collaborated many times before to produce such wildly popular books as Giant Squid, Strong Heart, Wonder Dog of the Silver Screen, as well as many of the much-loved Bulldozer series. But Candace and Eric are joining us today to share all about their latest book together. It's called Honeybee. I am going to let them give you the subtitle themselves because I would murder that, but you are going to want to hear all about this fascinating creature. So without further ado, welcome Candace and Eric.
God, thank you. We're thrilled to be here. And
well,
it's,
thank
and
you.
It's,
and before we start, how do you say the subtitle of this great book?
Let's do it.
It's the genus and species. It's Apis mellifera, or mellifera. It depends.
Apis
mellifera.
Oh, okay, because I got the apis right. The mellifera was giving me a little problem. But
yeah.
I do want to mention at the top of the
show.
It's just such a wonderful book, and I'm so glad you came out with it, because it's not only will it engage the imaginations and the delight of the children, but it's also has a deeper meaning. So tell us a little bit about the book itself and why you wanted to write about the honeybee.
Well, I mean, we chose the honeybee. We know sort of utmost in everyone's minds right now about honeybees and other pollinators is the fact that some have been placed on the endangered species list, and yet 70% of everything that is grown directly is related to pollinators. And so the fact that they're vanishing is frightening, right, and requires some action. But how do you write that for young readers? You know, you don't want to give them grim statistics and a bunch of facts unless they care. And Eric and I firmly believe that for them to take action, to write something that spurs them to action, action requires empathy. And so we decided that in this case, instead of plunging right in with the plight of the honeybee and how we need to save them unless, we decided that we would show children just how marvelous and glorious one single honeybee, one honeybee life is, with the hope that not only will they see for themselves how glorious that life is, but that they'll care. They'll care about one bee. And if they care about one bee, they'll want to save all those bees. So that was our goal. And so we told the story. It's really a birth-to-death story from one bee, from the day that she is born, so to speak, to the day that she wears herself out with the work that she does in her short 35-day life, and she drops to the ground. But, of course, back in the hive, another honeybee is being born, so we have the continuing cycle of life at the same time. We hope that that there's some emotion there as well, so that kids really care.
And the way
well,
Candy did that, the way that she describes the way that she describes the making of the book sounds sort of like step by step, which it is. But one of the great things that Candy does is she's able to take these facts, this nonfiction. There's nothing in it that's not true of the Apis mellifera. What she does is she finds a way to tell a story and tell it in a way that as we turn the pages, we care more and more for this one individual bee. And I think that's the difficult part. I mean, we could all go from task to task talking about the 35-day life of a honeybee, but how do you make it visually as well as through words emotional? How do you connect with your reader in that way?
Well, I was just going to add, I must be a big kid myself because I found myself really starting to, you know, holding back tears at the end when the poor little honeybee had completed all her work. And I was rooting for her to get to, I will give a little tiny bit away, but get to fly and get outside. And, but they really, I mean, the way you do present the, you know, the story and, of course, the fabulous illustrations, I think this is going to be such a gift on so many levels to our grandchildren.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. And I loved that you got teary towards the end. Shows that you care. A few weeks ago, I was in a school in Houston, and I shared it actually for the first time with kids to a group of third graders who did get teary as a group, which is unusual. And at the end, one of the little boys said to me, "You said Apis Stills. Do you mean that she died?" And I said, "Yes." But then I went on to say, "But look at the magnificent life that this one little creature has." And, you know, aww, tried to spit it pretty well. But the next day, it was a Christian school, and the next day they had a chapel, school-wide chapel that they have, and they asked for prayers from the student body, and the third graders raised their hand and asked the rest of the school to pray for honeybees. And I thought, ha, my work is done, you know? That it was just so wonderful.
Now I'm going to start crying again.
I did. That's the thing. I really did. And so they really did. The first piece of action they could think to do, their empathy, you know, action required empathy, and they took action. So they actually asked everyone to pray for them, I think was brilliant, you know.
To the emotion, I'm sorry, Eric, I just wanted to say, too,
well,
you find out so many fascinating things about the bee.
Yeah. You know, and that was really a surprise to us as well. I don't know why. The more you investigate the natural world, the more there's more interesting things, you know, that you didn't ever consider. But you know, that's one of the great things about being a writer or an artist, is it enables you to jump deep. And the reason why it's great to write for kids is because they have a thirst for this. You know, some people think perhaps they're not as interested in what's going on in the world, but we found the exact opposite. Is if you present it in a way that isn't like a series of facts, if you tell them a story, they're going to be with you.
Right.
Well, and I like the way you laid it up, because the story, of course, engages you immediately. And then you've got that fabulous page. I didn't know they had five eyes. I mean, my goodness, that's a lot. Absolutely. And all the information about their legs and their, you know, their pouches. And I mean, I will tell you, as a grandma, I'm going to have at least as much fun reading this to my grandchildren, you know, for my own safe self. But you're right, we all have a thirst for this kind of information.
Right. You're right. We all have a thirst for it, which is why when we create those books, we always think about all the readers. This is not a book just limited to kids. It's all of us can and enjoy it and learn from it and engage in it. Yeah.
And that's the it's really difficult. I mean, how do you find a subject that you know, 4-year-olds and you know, 54-year-olds are interested in. Having said that, I'm going to completely disagree with myself. There's a million subjects.
Yeah.
It's just the way that you present it. I mean, science has shown that children become readers simply if people have books in their house.
Mm. They don't have to even be read.
Yeah.
They just have to be there.
And
yeah.
So if you show a love for books, if you show that books matter to you and the subjects within the books, then the children you're reading to, the children you're giving the books to, will share that enthusiasm the rest of their lives.
Well, talk about a book to share and enthusiasm. I wish we could go on and on, but I know you have a big schedule ahead of you today. But this is such a lovely book. And for the planet, for we grandparents, for our grandchildren, I really hope people check out, okay, I'm going to say the whole thing myself, Honeybee, The Life of Apis Mellifera.
Yes.
Beautiful.
I get that right?
Yay.
Yay!
You got it.
Well, what a delight. Do you have, we've got like a few seconds left. Do you have any final thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, I'm thrilled that that there are readers, that the people who are listening to you are people who are going to pick up a book and sit with their children and share.
Share with the loved ones.
Well, talk about loved ones. I think this is a special and very delightful gift to share with those little people in our lives. And thank you both so much for your time.
You're
and
welcome.
For creating a book that's really going to help, as I mentioned, not only the people that we love, but the planet, the entire planet. So great talking with you, and good luck with Honeybee. Well, this is Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, and I'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.